I start with the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَّافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهْنَا فِي الدِّينِ آمين يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, today we are going to start with the recitation of today's lesson. Alhamdulillah, continuing from where we left off of Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 133 to ayah number 135. And inshallah, we're just going to start with the recitation from ayah number 133.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson. So starting from ayah number 133 to ayah number 135. So for theory, we were just doing a review of the topic of mudud, and alhamdulillah, we did finish covering the two-count mad. So now today, inshallah, we are going to start doing mad al-fari'i, or the longer lengthenings. So in the last class, we did review what type of mad there are. So there are two different types of mad when it comes to mad al-fari'i. So the two types are the two different causes of the mad. So this mad is caused by two things. So it can either be caused by a hamza or it can be caused by a sukoon. So there is bisabab al-hamza or bisabab al-sukoon. So these are the two different categories of this mad. So you're going to see in the Quran, anytime that there is that sign of mad, that squiggly line, the next letter is always going to be either hamza or it's going to be a letter with sukun. So these are the two options. Because of that hamza or because of that sukun, there is that sign of med. And you're always going to see that. That is the whole reason that med is there. So for bisabab al-hamza, the lengthening caused by a hamza, we are going to do the first type of med, which we learned is known as med al-wajib al-muttasil. And inshallah, you should be familiar with this. We have done it quite a few times. But as you can tell by the name, med al-wajib, it is wajib upon you to read this for four counts. So the reason why we are learning the names of this med is so that you can know if you have to pull it for four counts or if it's allowed for you to do less than that. So this is the reason why we are learning the different types of med, so that if you do hear a lengthening that is less than 4, you know if it's allowed or not. You know if it's a mistake to do it for less than 4 or not. So for مد واجب المتصل, it would be a mistake if you read this مد shorter than 4 counts. So if anyone is reciting the Qur'an, any sheikh is reading the Qur'an, and they don't lengthen this مد for the full 4 to 5 counts, then that would be considered a mistake in تجويد. Why? Because in the name you are already seeing مد الواجب. So it is wajib upon you to do this. So it's not allowed for you to do it for less than that. So what is مد الواجب المتصل? متصل means attached, meaning that the مد is in one word. So you are going to see the مد and the همزه are in the same word. So this is why it's known as متصل. متصل from the word وصلا, which means connected. So the مد and the همزه are in the same word. Therefore, if you see that there is a مد in the middle of a word, you have to pull for 4 to 5 counts. So this is the rule of مد واجب متصل. If you see this مد in the middle of a word, you have to pull 4 counts or 5 counts. So the lengthening for this is 4 to 5. You can change it depending on your speed of recitation. So sometimes if you're reciting a little bit slower, some shuyukh will pull for 5 counts, and that's okay. So you can choose either 4 to 5. You cannot do it more than that, and you can't do it less than that. You have to pull 4 to 5 counts. So even if you're reciting very fast, you still have to make sure that you are properly doing this type of med. So what is an example of this med in Surah Baqarah, ayah number 92? وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى. So in this word, جَاءَكُمْ. Now, جَاءَكُمْ is one word. So this is not two words. جَاءَكُمْ is one word. Now I see that the Hamza and the med are both in the same word. So both of them are connected. They're connected by the same word. So this is going to be مد واجب متصل, meaning that when I am reciting this ayah, I am not allowed to pull for 2 counts. So I can't say وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. So here I only pulled it for 2 counts. So I am not allowed to do this. No matter how slow I am reciting or how fast I am reciting, I have to pull 4 to 5 counts. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. So here now you see that I am pulling this for 4 counts. So this was مد الواجب متصل. As you can guess by the name, it is wajib upon you to do this type of مد. Now I mentioned this before as well, but because these مدود are very difficult to remember, there's a lot of rules. If you do not remember the name of the مد, that's fine. So again, I don't want anyone to panic if you can't remember the names, because the names are not that important. The main thing that we are going to keep in mind for all of these mudud is that if you see that sign of med, we in our class automatically are going to pull for at least 4 counts. So even though in some mudud, like in mad jaiz, as we're going to learn, you are allowed to pull for 2 counts in certain recitations, we won't be doing that. We are still going to pull for 4 to 5 counts. Therefore, it doesn't matter if you remember the name or not. Why? Because in both cases, we're pulling for the same lengthening. We're pulling for 4 to 5 counts. So there's no room for mistakes. So here you don't even have to remember the name. This is just so, let's say you're listening to a sheikh. Sometimes if you've listened to the hadar recitation, meaning that the recitation is very fast, or sometimes in taraweeh, you might hear that the sheikh is only pulling for 2 counts. And you might be wondering why he's doing that. Now you know the answer to that. But inshallah, in our recitation, just to make sure that we don't make any mistakes, we're going to continue doing 4 counts. So anytime you see that sign of meds, we're going to go ahead and pull it for 4 or 5 counts. So here, there's no room for mistakes. Even if you don't remember the name, inshallah, in both cases, we should be okay. But so let's move on to the next type of med. This is going to be مد الجائز المنفصل. So again, both of these med occur whenever there is a med followed by the letter hamza. Now the difference between these two med, one of them is in one word, as we just learned, المتصل. The other one is separated, المنفصل, meaning the med is at the end of a word and the hamza is the next letter of the next word. Okay, so this is going to be separated. So this is known as mad al-ja'iz al-munfasil. Munfasil from fasala, meaning separated. Why is this mad known as mad ja'iz? It is known as ja'iz because you have ijaza to pull it for a shorter count. Okay, so sometimes in some recitations, you can pull for two vowel counts. So you might hear that in different recitations, you are going to pull this only for two counts. Like I mentioned in Hadar, sometimes in Taraweeh, sometimes in different recitations of the Quran, you may hear that a sheikh is only pulling for two counts. And you might get confused. I see the mad. Why is he only pulling for two? We learned that we have to pull for four. Now, this is the reason why we learn tajweed, so that if a sheikh does pull it for less than two, you know if that's allowed or not. So here, it would be allowed. Why? Because this is mad ja'iz, meaning that you have been given ijaza to pull for only two counts. Okay? Now, for Hafs and Asim, which is the recitation that we are currently learning, we are still going to pull 4 to 5 counts. So in Hafs and Asim, it is not allowed for us to do two counts. And this is the recitation which we are learning right now. So if you remember, we learned in the very beginning that there are different qira'ah, different recitations of the Quran in different parts of the world. So in those different recitations, it is allowed to do two. For us, like I mentioned, we're going to continue doing 4 to 5 counts, which is good for us because then you don't have to remember the rules. So inshallah, anytime you see the sign of med, just pull to 4 to 5 counts. And then inshallah, that's the only thing that you have to remember. But just keep in mind, if you do hear someone pulling for only two counts, again, that is allowed. It is med ja'iz. So in different recitations, you might hear two counts. I have heard this before as well. So then you know that this is not a mistake. You know that this is allowed. So again, this is mad ja'iz munfasil, meaning the mad and the hamza are in separate words. So an example of this is going to be in Surah Masad, ayah number 1. Tabbat yada abi lahabin watab. So this is ayah number 1 of Surah Masad. Now let's look at this mad. Tabbat yada. There is a mad on the alif. Abi. Now abi is starting with a hamza. So here, this is going to be 4 to 5 counts as we recite it. But in some cases, you might hear two counts. You might hear tabbat yada abi. You might hear two counts. So this is ja'iz. This is allowed in different types of recitation. But in our recitation of Hafs and Asim, we are going to continue doing the 4-count mad. So these are the two different types of mad. There is mad ja'iz munfasil and then mad wajib muttasil. So these are the two types of mad. Again, if you're confused, all you have to remember is that if you see that sign of mad, you are going to pull for 4 counts. Now, there is an exception to this rule. Not really an exception, just something that you have to remember. We learned that ya and ha are two different words. Okay, so like you might read ya ayyuhannas, ya is its own separate word. Ya meaning oh, so it's a way to call someone. Ya ayyuhal mu'minun, oh, you who have believed. So here, ya for calling is a separate word. Also, ha for drawing attention, like ha ula'i, this is also a separate word. The reason why it's important to remember this is that in the Quran, they are put together. So for example, if you see the word ya ayyuha, this is going to be put together. It's going to look like one word. Also, if you see the word ha ula'i, it's going to look like one word. So it's important to remember that ya and ha are two separate words, meaning the mad and the hamza is also in two separate words. So this is going to be mad ja'iz munfasil. So even though it might look like it's one word, this is kind of an exception to the rule, I guess you can say. It looks like it's together, but it's actually not. Ya and ha are going to be two separate words. So this is going to be mad ja'iz munfasil. Okay, inshallah, let's move on to our analysis. And alhamdulillah, we do have quite a few mudud in this lesson. So inshallah, let's go ahead and look at some of these mad. So we start from ayah number 133. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Now right away in the first word, I see that there is a mad. Again, I see that sign of mad, so I'm automatically going to pull for 4 counts. Whether you remember the name or not, you still have to pull for at least 4. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى. So I'm pulling here for four counts. Now, is this going to be mad wajib or mad ja'iz? Now, I see that the mad and the hamza are in two separate words. So they are not together. They are not connected. So this is going to be mad ja'iz munfasil. Ja'iz meaning that sometimes if I do hear a sheikh reading only for two counts, that is allowed. So he is allowed to do that. For us, inshallah, we are going to continue counting for four counts. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. So غَيْن here is going to be heavy. And then also it has sukun, so we're just going to rest on the غَيْن. رَ here is going to be heavy. مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Again, رَبِّكُمْ, رَ is going to be heavy. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا. رَ is going to be heavy. ضَاد is permanently heavy. عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. رَ again is going to be heavy. ضَاد is heavy. U'iddat. So here we want to make sure that the makhraj of the hamza and the makhraj of the ayn is going to be separate. So we're not going to say u'iddat. Now both of these turn into a hamza. So very quickly switch from the lower throat hamza to the middle throat ayn. U'i. U'iddat. Lilmuttaqeen. Lam here is going to have sukun, so we have tawassut, and then qaf is going to be heavy, and then we end here on a four count mad. This is mad'arid lissukun. Lilmuttaqeen. Pull for four counts. Alladhina yunfiquna. Qaf is going to be heavy. Fissarra'i. So here I see that there is the mad on the alif. Now is the mad and the hamza in the same word or in separate words? So fissarra'i, this is one word. So therefore, this is going to be madwajib muttasil. Because it is madwajib, you have to pull for four counts. So no matter whatever recitation you're reading in, everyone is going to pull this for four counts. Ra here is also going to be heavy, so the mad will also be heavy. Fissarra'i. So pull this for four counts. And then again, the mad will be heavy because the ra is heavy. Then in the next word, we have again that same med, وَالضَّرَّاءِ. So ra here is again heavy, so the med will also be heavy. And then I see that sign of med, so I'm going to pull for four counts. And then is this med wajib or med ja'iz? Is it in one word or is it in separate words? Here, the med and the hamza are in the same word, so this is going to be med wajib, meaning you have to pull for four counts. فِسَّرَّاءِ وَالدَّرَّاءِ. ضَاد is heavy, رَا is also heavy, and then that مَد is going to be heavy. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ. كَاف here is light, so we want to make sure we're not making كَاف too heavy. ضَا is going to be heavy, so كَاف is light, ضَا is heavy. الْغَيْظَ. غَيْن is going to be heavy, ضَا is also heavy. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. So here, when we end, we are going to pull this for four counts. This is مَدْعَرِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Pull for four counts. وَاللَّهُ. Allah here is going to be heavy. يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And then here, we are also ending on a four count مَد. This is مَدْعَرِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. So anytime we end the ayah on a sukun, we are going to pull for four counts. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Pull for four counts. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. فَعَلُوا. عَيْن again is from the throat, so we want to make sure we have a little bit of that constriction. فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا. ظَلَمُوا. ظَا is going to be heavy. And then here on the wow, I see that there is that sign of مَد. So automatically, I'm going to pull for four counts, even though I don't remember the rule. Just make sure you are pulling for at least four. If you do remember the rule, we can go ahead and see what is the rule here. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. So is the مَد and the حَمْزَة in the same word or the different word? Here, both of them are in different words. So ظَلَمُوا is one word, أَنفُسَهُمْ is another word. So here, this is going to be جَائِز مُنْفَصِلْ. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. رَا here is going to be heavy. The name of Allah is also going to be heavy. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا. غَيْن is heavy. And then also we're going to rest on the غَيْن. رَا is going to be heavy. لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ. غَيْن is going to be heavy. Rest on the غَيْن. رَا is also going to be heavy. إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Allah here is also going to be heavy. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّ. صَاد is heavy. رَا is also heavy. عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And then here, when we are ending, we are just going to end on a four-count mad. This is مَدْ عَارِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And then end on a four-count mad. So inshallah, we're going to end here for today. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will continue with our review of the different types of mudud. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.